Now, it's a pleasure to welcome the group. We're going to learn more about them as the hour goes on, but let's get started. Dan Getkin and the other masters of American music.
So what are your dreams, son? And now they're coming true. We all feel a suffocation when we got a bit to prove. And I've been a young man and get older every day. So my only proving is what a good son my father made. And we flow downstream on the Allegheny River. Yeah, we flow downstream on that Allegheny River. And if you got money and you got time, you can make your choices with a free, free mind. But I ain't got a penny, Lord, or a second to give you. So away the implication, what I've got to lose. And we flow downstream on that Allegheny River. Yeah. On that Allegheny River. There's gonna come a day when you wanna go home. After so many years, you don't wanna be alone. But I got a woman's heart and a woman got mine. And we stand together, Lord, we stand through time. And we flow downstream on that Allegheny River. That Allegheny River. Yeah, we flow downstream on that Allegheny River. Yeah, we flow downstream on that Allegheny River. We'll be right back.
Dan Getkin and the Masters of American Music. I shouldn't have put that other in there at the beginning. I turned around. I should have warned you I was going to do this, and I sent out a Facebook post and a tweet saying that your set had just started because we're anything but thorough here.
Yeah.
Or why did he say it that way? Because that would sound like we're not thorough, but we are thorough. And I included your website, and I hadn't had a chance to look at your website beforehand. And your website's great.
Great.
I like the
simple.
It's simple, but it's also just has a nice temperament, for lack of a better word.
It does have a nice temperament.
It's
too grouchy.
It's a little whimsical.
Pretty even-keeled.
It includes, we know you have a choice when it comes to alternative country, and we thank you for flying with the Masters of American Music. And I like, is this a CD cover that's right on the front?
Yeah, we did a set on WPTS.
Oh, great.
If I'm allowed to mention a different radio station.
You may.
We did a set with them, and it just sounded, the folks at WPTS did a great job for us, and so we felt like we needed to honor it with some album art. So
a
guitarist who plays with us, Bill Brandt, made that.
I can't wait to see what you do for us, maybe. But no, I'm just teasing. Now that you mentioned Bill Brandt, Ed, is Bill Brandt the son or grandson of a very famous Pittsburgh musician?
He has never mentioned it.
Ask him that.
But he's very modest.
Is he a Pittsburgh kind of person?
Very much so.
Okay, because there is a Bill Brandt, I'll bet he is.
How do you,
spelled the exact same way.
Well, there you go.
Who,
I'm sure he is.
I think he's probably passed away, but he led big bands in Pittsburgh, and at the age of 75 or so, was hosting a morning radio show and still had the pipes of somebody, you know, a third his age.
I'm going to be very disappointed if that's true and he's never uttered a word about it.
It may just be a coincidence, but
it better be.
So tell me about yourself. How did you come to Pittsburgh, or are you from here originally?
I'm from Pittsburgh, yeah. I grew up in Mount Lebanon, and CJ is also from that area, and he was friends with my brother. So there's always music in our house. I've been in Pittsburgh my whole life, and we went to college in Meadville for a short respite, and then after graduating there, I came back to Pittsburgh.
You were Allegheny, I gather?
That's correct.
Okay. And you mentioned your brother now. Is your brother Jake? Or
no.
Okay.
Ben's in Korea.
Okay. Because you sort of, you put your arm out, and I thought you were referring to Jake. You guys don't look at all alike.
No, we don't, which is, yeah, it's good. So.
Yeah. We'll talk to you guys after the next song or two. But
okay.
What was the name of the song you played?
That's Floodwater.
Nice, nice tune. I'm curious. You know, we have so many kids tuning in now with IQ Kids Radio. Can you remember a moment when music really bit you as a kid, and maybe you wrote a song as a child or just wanted to play an instrument?
I played a few instruments before playing the guitar. And so I took piano lessons for 7 years and just didn't have the talent for it. I could read the music and I could kind of keep up with it, but just didn't have the spark to make it really feel like I was going to be able to play Billy Joel songs, which is what I desperately wanted to do. And so when I realized that I was probably never going to be able to play like Billy Joel, I lost interest. And I played the trombone a little bit, and broke my mom's heart when I decided not to play that anymore because she thought that I was very talented. But I played guitar. Like I said, my brother was always playing, and he had guitars around the house. So whenever I would stay home sick from school, I would occasionally play his guitar, and that's the formative moments I was playing there.
And can you describe the instrument you have? Because that's a pretty nice guitar.
Yeah, this is a guitar that I bought to replace one that was damaged flying around on an airplane. So this is, it's an acoustic guitar, and it's a Martin. And I wanted to get something that didn't have a cutaway. Usually on acoustic guitars have a kind of little section cut out so that you can reach the higher frets, but I don't play up there, especially on an acoustic guitar. So I thought, let's find something that's going to remain intact. And the neck's actually a little bit shorter too. Leaves off a few extra frets. Even on a guitar that doesn't have a cutaway, you'll have a few more frets than the one you'd see here.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a short neck, and it's just basically the guitar that I needed to get.
Yeah,
because
it almost
fits my style.
It almost scales down to a ukulele. I mean, the proportions are really different. I didn't think about the neck until you mentioned it.
That's the only thing that would be smaller. Yeah. I mean, the rest of it's appropriately shaped, but it just gets rid of those extra frets, which are wasted on me. Yeah. So.
And it's also it all rosewood. It looks like it's all rosewood.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. It's just an absolutely beautiful guitar.
Nice.
And, you know, I looked at a lot of guitars I didn't like, and then I saw this one. I was ready to buy it. So
imagine that on the radio, since you can't see it. But
absolutely.
What would you guys like to do next?
We're going to do Old Wounds, Old Scars.
Old Wounds. And this is Dan Getkin and the Masters of American Music.
Ask yourself why we never made up. Even after 16 years, we never got back in touch. You changed yourself, you turned into a maze. You became an enemy, a ghost, some kind of stranger. Your friends don't make a way back after they're gone. No one remembers who did the other one wrong, wrong, wrong. And was a time when we were brothers of the same bloodline. Everything changes, but if that's true, what do I call you? And your oldest wounds, they leave the oldest scars in the broke down dark places of an age. Hey! The Ides of March, we were at a fair, right next to the House of Mirrors, and I followed you in there. Versions of you from the ceiling to the floor. You left those reflections and you slipped out the back door. When friends don't make the way back after they're gone, no one remembers who did the other one wrong, wrong, wrong. And it was a time we were brothers of the same bloodline. Everything changes, but if that's true, what do I call you? And your oldest wounds, they leave the oldest scars in the broken down dark places of an aging heart. I used to know. Well, it eats at me every night. There's some losing friends, steady and slow. And there was a time when we were brothers of the same bloodline. Everything changes, and if that's true, what do I call you? And your oldest wounds, they leave the oldest scars in the broke down dark places of an aging heart. And there was a time when we were brothers of the same bloodline. Everything changes, but if that's true, what do I call you? And your oldest wounds, they leave the oldest scars in the broke down dark places of an age.
Dan Gutkin and the Masters of American Music. And you're going to be at Howler's Coyote Cafe tonight.
Tonight, yes.
Which is terrific. I'm going to hope that this microphone is on. It is. And I'm going to pass it over to Jake so that we can talk to you. And first of all, I don't want to get all techie here. We've already talked about the beauty of the guitar. But you're playing our keyboard, but you're doing your own MIDI triggers, I think, and modeling. Are you after the sound of a particular instrument? Because it's really familiar to me, and I can't think of what it is.
Yes, I've got all these wires here trying to recreate, as best I can, a Rhodes keyboard.
That's what I thought, yeah. I was thinking it was a Rhodes, you sound great.
Thank you. I do have a Rhodes back in my apartment, but it is huge and heavy and hard to transport. So,
well, I'm glad I hope it's working okay. We can talk about that afterwards, but it was important to us that we could do that sort of thing. Yeah. Are you from Pittsburgh as well?
No, I went to Duquesne for college, but I'm kind of from a military family, an Army brat, so I'm kind of from all over. But
and did you study music?
Or? Yes.
Excellent. And yeah, they have a good music technology program.
Yeah.
Did you have some MIDI chops before that, or did you develop them there?
Not really. I developed most of them there at Duquesne. I knew I liked music growing up, but I wasn't sure I wanted to just perform or what I was going to do. And I saw music technology, and I was like, huh, let's see what I can do with this.
Yeah, they have such a good music technology program that I know some people would prefer they have less of it, that they don't realize that when they go there. And it's a really well integrated into the curriculum there.
Yeah.
How long have you've been playing with? How long have you guys been together?
We've been in various forms, probably a couple of years now. But besides Jake, the group's turned over entirely.
Yeah.
So Jake has been.
He's been the stalwart.
That's exactly the word I was going to think of coming up with. So Jake, but I've known Jake for quite some time, but because he was in Nashville for us. A little piece, and mm-hmm. He helped me write some songs when he was in Nashville over the magic of the internet.
Yeah, these are your songs, right? Is that
That's
correct?
Right.
Yeah, you're a good songwriter, and you guys play together really well, too. We'll talk with CJ in a little bit. I need to, we'll do that after the next song or two. Quick correction, Bill Brandt has no T at the end, the Bill Brandt I was thinking of. It's just Bill. I could have sworn there was a T at the end. And just for those who love him, he did pass away about 3 years ago, but an interesting guy. I'm glad I was able to find a nice biography of him. But
so my bill is off the hook.
So your bill's off the hook, exactly. What's next?
I'm going to do a song called In the Gray.
In the Gray. And once again, Dan Gutkin and the Masters of American Music.
Heading north on 17 before the heat set in. And when we lost the FM station, it was quiet on the run. We cut off all transmissions and drove into the sun. Ooh, all my promises are done. Where the only thing left of the world is rubber on the road. The only thing worth living for is rubber on the road. Ooh, and that punishes my soul. That light ain't gold. I can feel the Colorado River bleeding out into stone. I wanna hear my name echo in the blue canyon rain. I thought I'd find you there, but I was all alone. Got washed out in the grave. In the grave. In the grave. In the grave. We stood at the edge, but were we supposed to cry? After 26 years of dreaming, what can take you by surprise? Ooh, not even American skies. This is a desperate one. Some folks be better off with a good hard look at the ones they love instead of pictures in the dark. Ooh, I know they'd be better off. That light ain't gold. I can feel the Colorado River bleeding out into stone. I wanna hear my name echo in the blue canyon rain. I thought I'd find you there, but I was all alone and got washed out in the grave. In the grave. In the grave. In the grave.
The Saturday Light Brigade, Dan Getkin and the Masters of American Music. It's another good song. You're a good singer,
Thank you.
I'm really enjoying listening to you guys. Let's say a quick hello to CJ, just so we can define him and his ilk. Hello, CJ.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Do we ever reveal? Is it Charlie James or Carl Joseph? Or
close. That's the second one.
Joseph is the second one. Christopher?
Yes.
Got it.
You got it. Christopher Joseph.
My middle name's Michael. First name's really Lawrence there. We're even.
Okay. Lawrence Michael.
So are you from Pittsburgh, too? Mount Lebanon, right?
Yeah, Mount Lebanon. Yeah.
Did you guys actually know each other in high school? Or
did?
Yeah, a little bit. He was friends with my brother.
But okay,
I was
sort of
intimidated by their musical prowess. So I didn't really talk to CJ in depth until, you know, we started playing together.
Yeah, we just started playing together maybe 6 months or so ago.
Well, you're pretty close in age, right?
2 years.
Okay. So your brother's older than you?
2 years, yeah.
And so you're today, I mean, with – is the band three usually or
– It's five.
Five,
usually.
Okay, with Bill.
Right, and then we have a bassist, Alex Hurd.
Okay. But today you're playing with two guys that have been playing together for, what, 3 years, right?
Well, these two have been playing together for 6 months because CJ's only been in the group for 6 months.
Yeah, what I was going to say is you and Jake
Correct.
Have been playing. So what's it been like to kind of settle in? You seem like you're, you know, integral. And
yeah, well, these guys had their act pretty well established when I jumped on board when they lost their drummer. So I just slid right in. I learned the songs. And we've had, maybe one or two new songs that I've had to learn since then. But it's really been easy because I could learn it from the already recorded record, and then I could come in and play it.
Yeah, well, the nice thing, and I say I don't play drums anymore, but I used to play a little, and I'm not very good. But I always admire drummers that know, you know, when not to play, and that's what you're doing, which is nice.
Thank you.
I mean, to... of course, what you're playing, but also just especially in a setup like this that's very acoustic to be present but not over present. You sound great.
Well, a big part of music is the space between the notes.
Exactly.
Right.
Do you play any other instruments?
Yeah, I started playing music on the piano, and then the drums, and then guitar a little bit.
I had a feeling. I don't know why. It just had a feeling. That's C.J. Young, so along with Jake Troxell and Dan Getkin here today. We should have time for about three more if I'm efficient in my management of gab. So what would you like to do next?
We'll do Fire Underground next.
Okay, once again, Dan Getkin and the Masters of American Music.
Generations of men and mine, secured by the blade of Molly Maguire. Since my great-grandfather swept that dust from his eye, we lived underground. We followed the seams as far as they go, and every last dig was like blood from a stone. And now there's nothing left here but the family home. And it's sinking underground. There's fire and it burns underground. Coal gave us all that we own, and now it's coming back to collect the debt that we owe. And the poison leaks through the cracks in our homes. They're gonna tear this house to the ground. I was there when the church came down, when that stained glass fell and made the worst kind of sound. Fire burning underground. There's fire and it burns underground, underground, underground. Hey. Fire's down below. Fire down below. Fire.
Dan Getkin and the Masters of American Music. That was in 6/8, huh? I think, or 3/4, 6/8. It's just I don't know if I'm just late to the game. I've heard a lot of songs in either, and it depends on your perspective, but either in that tempo or in that cadence, and it's really neat. I mean, it's good. It's very relaxing yet driving at the same time. Mm-hmm. I have a little a bulletin here, which I promptly lost. Hang on a minute.
A church bulletin?
Well, no, not a church bulletin, but I think you know this person here.
That's a picture of my brother.
That's a picture of your brother who just wrote because he's listening. Gimhae, South Korea.
Yeah, he's in Korea.
And just wanted to give a shout out to Dan and the Masters from overseas. You'll have to ask him why he's showing laundry on his Facebook picture hanging up. But they don't have
dryers.
Oh, is that why?
By and large, in South Korea, they don't have dryers. So that's what you're gonna. That's what everybody does.
And he's teaching there for the Carnegie. Oh, gosh, do I know him? He's teaching for the Carnegie Museum of Natural History.
He did. Some time ago. Yeah, he's in Korea, so not currently.
Oh, okay.
He's on a respite from.
Well, we're gonna keep talking about you there, brother, and we'll make him a stop. What's his first name?
Ben.
Ben. So Ben, thank you in all seriousness.
Thanks, Ben.
It's really special to know that, you know, we're going that far just through. What is the internet anyway? It's cats, right? It's all pictures of cats getting us from one
cats
place
made
to another.
Zeros and ones. Yeah, mostly.
Dan Gekin of the Masters of American Music. What do you want to do next?
Do Forbidding Moon next.
Yes, I talked about gab efficiency.
How many songs should we do?
Oh.
Maybe one more?
No,
two more.
You got two.
Two more. All right. Forbidding Moon is what we're going to do.
Yellow moon like a dying sun, a fading flashlight on the horizon, a city streets are paved in gold. I'm afraid to make the trip home, and I believe I've found the twilight of this day. Good memories grow old and fade away. When I believe you love me still, forbidding moon will shake its head between the hills. Streetlights like steel matchsticks dance tall and bow their heads at my arrival. This broken place, this twisted space of empty concrete, are the first to witness my end. And I believe I've found the twilight of this day. Good memories grow to fade. When I believe you love me still, forbidding moon will shake its head between the hills.
Everything I stand to lose is already gone. 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 Already gone.
Dan Getkin and the Masters of American Music. You guys are really good.
Thank you very much.
It's a lot of fun to listen to you. It's you know, I get here pretty early in the morning, and it's nice to be. This is a nice way to end because it's just fun to listen to you. Lyrics are great, and to hear you playing. Now you're at Howlers tonight.
Tonight, yes.
We've linked to your website. And I should have looked before. Oh, it's really easy. It's just like Dan Get Kin. You know, Dan, the three words, dangetandkin.com.
Right.
Simple.
Very easy.
So follow these guys. I'm going to just sort of close up and let you play us out with your last song. And I want to thank Mark Depsky, our oboist from the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra, for being here this morning. We also had quite a few guests just quickly summarizing, Emily Ruby from the Heinz History Center, Erica Olden from the Microscopic Opera Company, Curtis Reeves from See Clear, working for Peace, and our violinists from Pittsburgh Music Academy. Great mix from Andy Collier. What would you like to finish up with?
We'll do Young Men and Fire to finish.
Okay, thanks again. This is Dan Getkin and the Masters of American Music.
To the end of my 3 years in traction and gave it up. They asked for the prophet with great inspiration, but I had none. When I was a child, we'd walk right down to the river and listen for the waves on those rocks. We drank from our hands, and that was always enough. And someday I'll feel the water, I'll feel the body that breaks when I go home, back to the river and lay down at the end of my day. When the sun is gone, who lights the way? How do you keep yourself warm? I burned out quicker, I burned out brighter than all young men of fire. For the waves on those rocks, we drank from our hands, and that was always enough. And someday I'll feel the water, I'll feel the body that breaks when I go home, back to the river and lay down at the end of my day. When the sun is gone, who lights the way? How do you keep yourself warm? I burned out quicker, I burned out brighter than all young men of fire. Someday I'll feel the water, I'll feel the body that breaks when I go home, back to the river and lay down at the end of my day. When the sun is gone, who lights the way? How do you keep yourself warm? I burned out quicker, I burned out brighter than all.
Dan Getkin and the Masters of American Music. Join us again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on Public Radio.